Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we just spent a little bit of time talking through the Dominion machine question that Sidney Powell, the attorney who is on her own pushing to reveal impropriety, maybe illegality, she's been talking about. Then there's the other question about curing the ballots, whether there was artificiality in the creation of some ballots, and whether all ballots were treated fairly. That's a very big, legitimate legal concern. It was one of the main issues in Bush v. Gore, remember? Rick Manning is the president of Americans for Limited Government. He's been watching this stuff very closely. Good morning to you, Rick. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. I have to say something about what you were talking about earlier. You're exactly right in terms of the shutdowns, and the objective here has got to be to put all sorts of pressure on governors to not shut down local economies, because the shutdowns, you've got the disease going rampant in places with shutdowns and places without shutdowns. It doesn't seem to have a salient impact. But it also argues that you should be, just take basic cautious measures so you don't end up being one of the reasons why a governor gets an excuse to shut down. But at this point, a lot of governors are using this as an excuse to exercise power. And their objective, I think, is to drive small businesses out of business. So it's a
It's hurting the small business owners who, I hate to put everything through a political lens, but that's what people are doing. I think a lot of Democrats see entrepreneurial mid-sized business people as Republican voters and supporters, and they're happy to see them fail.
Main Street tends to be more free enterprise, and Wall Street and the big tech guys are not. And, it's in their interest to drive the little guys out of business because more for them. It's bad for America. It's bad for our jobs. It's bad for everything, for a whole bunch of reasons. But the fact of the matter is that is the reality. Now, onto the curing of ballots. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to digress. But
no, that's okay.
Really,
it's both
something
important.
I've been pretty irritated about.
Yeah, okay.
Because, governors don't get to be tyrants. Who said they get to control the economy? They don't get to control the economy. We've got to take our country back from them and our states back from them. But having said that, in terms of the curing of ballots, this is what it is. And just so people understand when they use that term, what it means. There are people, what happens is you get a ballot, you send your mail-in ballot in, okay? You forget to sign it. Let's say you forget to sign it. The person who opens it, first of all, opens it before the election, which is illegal, and then looks at it and says, wait a second, this person forgot to sign their ballot. They voted for the candidate I like, so I'm going to contact them and have them, this is the best case scenario, and have them come down and sign their inside envelope so we can process this ballot. And that might not seem terrible to you, except for this. They don't do it for everybody, and all since it's illegal, only the Democrat counties were doing it. And so the Democrat counties were curing Biden ballots, not curing Trump ballots, but curing Biden ballots. And in the counties they controlled, while the Republicans were not curing ballots for a simple reason. The election boards are pretty bipartisan in Republican areas because Republicans don't control them 95-5. Okay, so
but in Democrat areas, it is that lopsided.
In heavy Democratic areas, and it's much less likely to be Republicans who are part of the election board or part of the bureaucracy, and as a result, there's nobody to say, wait a second, you can't do that. And as a result, you end up with a higher number. The ballots in inner city areas are treated differently than the ballots in rural areas. And in doing so, they are effectively violating equal protection under the law, which is what Kayleigh McEnany said yesterday about Pennsylvania. It's a simple equal protection rule that says, and it's constitutional, that says, if I vote in Calvert County, Maryland, and you vote in, it's where I live, and you vote in a different part of Maryland, or if I vote in Floyd County, Virginia, and you vote in Richmond, I get, you know, my vote needs to be treated the same way as your vote. Mm-hmm. And it works.
Procedure.
And that means black voters don't get treated badly. Inner-city voters get the same treatment as people who live in rural areas,
right,
and vice versa. And right now, what we're seeing is that that the inner city votes are treated much differently than votes from Floyd County.
And so that's documented. I mean, that's
everybody
agrees that's what's happened from, you know. And to use the example that our audience will understand, the city of Richmond is very, very Democrat, and let's say Chesterfield County, Henrico County, is much more split, but has a tendency to be open to Republican votes. So if the city and the counties handle the ballots differently, I mean, you could see an end result in a congressional race or a presidential, you know, if it was tight, that would be, you know, that those disparities would come into play.
Right, and in a world where you dramatically increase mail-in ballots, significantly increase mail-in ballots, And you encourage people, Democrats in particular, to use the mail-in ballots.
Right.
It is at that point it disproportionately helps Democrats, but to cure those mail-in ballots, because a ballot you cast on election day doesn't need to be cured because you've already done it. You've gone through the process. You're legitimate when you hit the machine, presumably. But the ballot that's mailed in. Mm-hmm. There was a significant drop this year in the number of those ballots that were improperly filled out. And that could be because there was a massive effort of educating people on how to do it. But it also is likely that at least a portion of that was because election officials were picking and choosing winners and saying, okay, I get 9 votes for Biden, 10, 1 vote for Trump. Three of the votes for Biden are invalid. I'm going to call the people up and do this.
Right.
The most, and by the way, I must emphasize this, it is not legal for these election officials to open those ballots before Election Day. And so the fact that they were opening them to check them to make sure they were valid and looking at who the person voted for or didn't vote for, was a violation of state law in every state where we're talking about this.
That seems to be a point of
violation of state law.
Gotcha. That seems to be a point of contention here in the city of Richmond with the longtime registrar in the city that Democrats are now trying to push out or demand that she be investigated or removed from her office, if I'm reading the stories correctly, because they claim she didn't provide lists of individuals who had troubled ballots that needed to be cured in a timely fashion. If I'm reading the stories correctly, I think that's one of the points of contention.
So she's in trouble because she probably followed Virginia law.
Interesting. Now,
I don't know.
I've been pointing out to people.
Every state's different.
Yeah, I got you. I've been pointing out to people that the president is well within his rights to contest this election. In the key states here, we're talking in two or three situations of less than 1%, in some cases less than 0.5%, separating Joe Biden from Donald Trump. If we look at the raw numbers here with this cure ballot curing issue. Is that enough to flip the end result if this is documented to be true? Can we identify 80,000 ballots, 20,000 ballots that were cured illegally that could flip the end result? Is that why we're going through this legal process, is to get that question up to a court that will
you might only get a portion of those ballots that were invalidated, and you make the margin closer. But there's so many different layers of fraud that occurred that if you're 10,000 down, let's say you're in Arizona, so you're 10,500 down. Right. You get 4,000 ballots that were cured in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix. And then you have another 3,000 ballots where they basically told Republicans, use a Sharpie to vote, and the machine didn't read the Sharpies. And so their ballots, while they tried to vote, their ballot never was actually cast. So you have those instances.
And is that true? We've verified that did happen. I heard that the day after elections.
I have a friend who's running the case. He doesn't take cases that aren't true. So, yeah, okay. I think it is true. The numbers, I'm not certain how many people actually were affected. I know that, amazingly, it was only heavy Republican precincts where the workers were insisting people use Sharpies that didn't work. So it wasn't like they... So anyway, yes, I think that did have had a real impact in Maricopa County. Maybe it's probably not 10,000 voting impact, but if it had 1,000 vote impact, and then you throw in the curing, and you throw in other things that were done, at that point you make up your difference. And so it's a lot of little things that add up.
All right, let me ask you this, Rick: is this process that we're going through now really an effort to save President Trump and his job, to keep him in office, or are Republican strategists and legal officials saying, you know what, we've got to do this to lay down the markers here so that in the next election, it's not just a complete runaway. People become emboldened if they think they've gotten away with something. They'll be even more bold next time. Do you think that's what's happening here?
I think it's both. Here's the thing: the president is putting the resources in to do this, to have this ballot check. I think that there's a single thing has to happen: is the president has to win Wisconsin. He won't win based on the recount, because they're counting them the same way they counted them the first time.
Right. So what do you expect?
I think he will win on a legal case because about 60,000 to 80,000 ballots were not requested. There were absentee ballots that were filed, and effectively those ballots are invalid under Wisconsin state law. Assuming that the Wisconsin courts actually follow Wisconsin state law, I think that makes a difference and flips more than 20,000 votes that would have gone for Biden, and leaves people with the so at that point, Wisconsin Biden loses the 10 Wisconsin votes. At some point, people in Pennsylvania have to decide what's going on. But I think there's a pathway for the president. Time is very short, though.
Yeah, and 2 weeks now. Gosh.
Yeah, 2 weeks. And the certification of electors happens like within a week. So it's really tight. But the point is, if we don't fix this, and the president, I think, understands this, if we don't fix this, if we don't make this right, then nobody will have any faith in elections ever again.
Oh, I'm hearing, Rick, I'm hearing that from people right now who say, I'll never vote again because it doesn't matter.
I've heard that
That's
also
a bad thing. In America,
it's a very bad thing because if you turn, it lets the cheaters win. If the good people don't stay in the system, the cheaters win, and the cheaters aren't going to say, "Oh well, you're okay because you were you didn't vote."
No,
you're going to be affected by bad policy as much as anybody else. So you can't bail out.
It's a downward spiral. Hey, I got to go. Rick Manning is the president of Americans for Limited Government, and I always appreciate it when we talk. Thanks, Rick. We'll talk again maybe at the end of the week.
Yep. Bye bye. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.